a soul that people get, it's really very soul and come to a head, mm-hmm. and a lot of times, you know, some kind of discharge will come out of it. What would you call mm-hmm. that?
That'd be a rising or a boil.
All right.
Or if it's small, a pimple can be.
Okay, if it's when it opens, the stuff that drains out is
pus.
You know any other names for that, or any other words you use to
corruption.
If you've got an infection in your hand so that your hand gets bigger than it ought to be, you might say my hand
is swollen.
Okay, and if it's not infected, it probably won't
swell anymore.
Okay. And a bee stung me in my hand. What happened to it after the bee stung it?
Swelled up.
Okay.
And it would. And I do.
If when you get a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin in the blister is what?
It's watery.
Okay. All right. When somebody got stabbed or shot, you would say they received a
wound.
Okay. Do you know a word for a kind of skinless growth in a wound that has to be burned out?
A what?
It's kind of a fleshy growth in a wound itself, and it has to.
Oh, in a wound.
Mm-hmm.
Scar?
Well, this is something when the wound doesn't heal clean, the stuff that might form around the edge, some kind of
infection
flesh. Have you ever heard of the term proud flesh?
Oh, mm-mm. Okay.
Again, just a little cut of your finger or something to keep it from getting infected. You might put a brown liquid on it.
Mercurochrome or iodine.
What used to be given sometimes as a kind of medicine for malaria? It's a pills or a powder that was real bitter.
Wasn't the Hitchcock liver medicine was.
I mean, this is also if you drink gin and tonics, it's the kind of water they use for the tonic.
Oh, quinine water.
Okay. Do you know any kind of crude, humorous ways of saying that somebody died? I'm glad that old skin flint pint finally
kicked the bucket.
Okay. If somebody dies suddenly and they can't, you know, find out what caused it, they might say, I don't know what he died
of.
All right, and the place where people are buried would be?
Cemetery.
Okay, if it's small and out in the country, would you call it a cemetery still, or would you call it something different?
A family burial ground.
Okay, all right. Do you know when people used to dare you, when you were growing up, they dared you to go out to the cemetery? They might not call it the cemetery, they might say,
graveyard.
Yeah,
that's what people used to call it, really, the graveyard.
And the box that people are buried in is called